I remember one day a young man that worked with me, when he found out his mother passed away. She was an old woman, but when she passed away, he left work. He was so upset, and he drove almost 100 miles down 45 to where they lived, and I think he drove that old car of his on the floor all the way. When I heard about it, when he got back, I told him. I called him out. I said, you know, you're a fool. He said, what do you mean? My mother died. I said, you driving 100 miles an hour wasn't going to change a thing. I said, you could have killed yourself and a number of other people. I said, you were a fool, son. I said, you've got your everything in the wrong place. You got to realize your mother's going to die. And I said, she did. And your daddy's going to die too. I said, and you're going to die one day. So I said, you need to get it in your heart that everybody you know and love, including your wife and all of your children, I said, somewhere's coming that every one of us are going to die. So you don't need to get on the highway and drive 100 miles an hour when somebody tells you your mother's dead. Ain't nothing you can do to change that. You know, nothing except kill somebody else. You know, now if you got your mother in there and she's gasping for her last breath and you're going to the hospital, then I can see it. Because if a police officer catches you and he stops you and he sees the situation, he'll lead you on to that hospital. You know that? Yeah. But if you just tell him my mother died a few hours ago and I'm on the way down here to go to her house or to the funeral home or whatever, he ain't going to understand that. He's going to say, she's already dead and you're driving 100 miles an hour. What's the big deal? And so anyway, we do some crazy things. We're going to have trouble, and these things are going to happen to us as Christians. Even while we were with you, we warned you that trouble would soon come, and it did, as you well know. Now then, you know, every once in a while I warn you here from this pulpit that something's going to happen sooner or later on this earth. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it hadn't happened yet. But I'm going to tell you, we have not seen the beginning of what is going to happen on this country before it's all over. You know, we are suffering judgment right now. You know, I mean, it would have been difficult for me to have said 5 years ago that California would not be the place to live. But now I can tell you, I don't want to live in California. You know, I don't want to be out there. I mean, there is a huge number of people out of work in California. There have been fires, devastation, earthquakes, you name it, and I don't think it's over. I think there's going to be more. But for those of us that are not under, you have no idea how many people I've heard tell me in the last 2 or 3 months, especially good Christian people that are in their own company, saying, you know, I've had the best quarter I've ever had in my life. What? I've had the best quarter. I've had more income in the last quarter than I've ever had. You mean back 10 years ago when the money was flowing, you had a better quarter this last quarter than you did? Yeah, better one. Or I just had the best month I've ever had. Now, wait a minute. They obviously know something the rest of us don't. Hey, I'm not under the Babylonian economy. I'm under Jesus' economy, and I'm Jesus' child. I am a son of the King of the universe. So, Lord, you told me to ask anything in your name, you do it. All I got to do is walk holy before you. So, Lord, I stay in your word. I quote your word. Your word says, if I study your word and let the words of your law be in my mouth and in my heart, it will make me prosperous and successful and give me a long, healthy life on this earth. So, Lord, I claim that in the name of Jesus. You don't want to be like the old boy that, you know, that was a hardworking farmer and had a little fruit stand down by his road going down to his house, and man, he was just making money hand over fist. And he sent his son off to college. And his son graduated from college, and he come home. He said, Dad, there's a recession on. What are you doing? He said, a what? He said, a recession. He said, what's that? He said, well, that's when people don't make enough money. They're losing stuff. Don't you know that you need to shut down this little stand? Well, the man started listening to his son. First thing you know, he said, you know, my son's right. There's a recession going on. I don't have hardly any money anymore. See, the boy went to college. He didn't stick with the old normal way of doing things from the Word of God. Go out there, plant your crops, build you a fruit stand, sell them. You know, and if people need them and can't afford to buy them, give them away. Right, Ruthie?
Amen.
Amen. You give them away. You can't outgive God, right? I mean, you give and it shall be given unto you. So I'm glad I'm not under the Babylonian economy. I'm glad I'm under God's economy, and He's going to bless us, and He's going to bless this ministry greater ever. This year is going to be the best year we've ever had. You know, every year is going to be good. I'm claiming that for every however many years the Lord leads us before He comes again. Every year is going to get better and better and better. You know, and in fact, I'm going to tell y'all something. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The other day we were at GLC. Now, I give a lot of money to GLC. I will not tell you how much I give, but I give a lot. Why do you think I give a lot of money to GLC? They air me all over the world for free. Why shouldn't I bless them? You know how much airtime would cost? This last month we were on the air 30 minutes six times a week. You know how much 30-minute program six times in 1 week that covers the world? You know what that would cost on national television? It'd be unbelievable. So the other day, but they don't charge me nothing for all that. They give me that. They give it to me. They make the shows and everything. I mean, when we used to fly out there, they paid for my airplane ticket. They paid for mine and Cheryl's hotel room. They paid for everything. I finally said, hey, this is nonsense. I'll provide my own transportation out here. I'll pay for my own hotel rooms. I'll buy my own food. You just show me and provide the production time, and then you air the shows. I'll pay for the rest. And so we give them money. The other day was out there, and Al come in while we were there, and he said, Thurman, I got something to tell you. He said, you know who the second largest giver is to GLC? I said, well, I have no idea. He said, your ministry. Your ministry is the second largest giver to all of GLC. I thought, wow, that's a compliment for everybody that gives to this ministry. That lets you know what I do with a big chunk of that money. I give it to GLC. Why do I give it to them? Because let me tell you, if I had to go down here and buy airtime, you can only imagine what one 30-minute show would cost. You know that? Just for the Metroplex, a 30-minute show would probably cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars, maybe thousands of dollars. Thousands. But out there, they give me everything and didn't ask for nothing in return. So I thought, wow. Okay, so as they give given to me, I tell Cheryl, we're going to write a check, a big one, every time we go. And every time we go out there every quarter, we take a big check with us and we give it to them. And I had no idea. I figured surely biggest GLC is with all the people that give. I never dreamed I could ever be the second biggest giver to that ministry. But like you said, Joseph, that compliments everybody in this ministry because people give to this ministry and I give that money away. I remember one time I went down here and spoke at a big church in Grapevine one Saturday. I mean, you know, as an engineer, I had made some decent money, but I never got into a six-figure income. Never in my life did I ever get into a six-figure income. But I went down to a great big church in Grapevine one Saturday morning, spoke from 9 till 2. We're supposed to have a 15-minute lunch, but I didn't get to eat lunch. I answered questions the whole time. So from 9 to 2, I talked. When I got through talking that day and I started to go, they said, we want to give your ministry a gift. I said, okay, that's fine. And so people started coming and handing me checks. I got one from the church and I got one from other people. There was about 200 people there. When I got home, I counted the checks, and for 5 hours, I had $5,000. Now that ain't bad. I never did come close to making $5,000 in 5 hours working for a living. That never happened. But I went down there and talked about Jesus and got $5,000. So I put that in the Living Savior account and turned around and wrote four checks for $4,000 to four of the ministries, and I kept one. I kept $1,000 to help pay bills for this ministry, and I give away $4,000. That month, the receipts that came in were the first time ever in my life the receipts of this ministry hit $40,000 in 1 month. Isn't that something? $40,000. Can you outgive God? No, you can't outgive the King. So, you know, when the money started coming in like that, I got on more and more radio shows and more television shows and everything else. And that's why it costs a lot of money now every week to keep this thing going. But guess what? God pays the bills. I'm glad I'm not on the Babylonian economy. I'm under Jesus' economy, and as long as I serve Him, He pays the bills. So you don't have to worry about it. Even while we were with you, we warned you that troubles would soon come, and they did, as you well know. and there's going to be more trouble. So, you know, just get used to it. 5 and 6. That is why when I could bear it no longer, I sent Timothy to find out whether your faith was still strong. I was afraid that the tempter had gotten the best of you and that all our work had been useless. The tempter? You mean he's still around? He's still around? Have you had any encounters with him lately? Oh, yeah. He's always around bothering you, isn't he? Oh, he'll put you to the test. He'll slither up to you and put his arm around you. Did God really say? He'll do it to you, won't he, Bill? That beast is good at what he does, so you need to be on your guard. See, Paul knew how powerful this beast was, and he knew what the tempter does. And so he finally got to the point where he thought, you know, maybe these people over here in Thessalonica, maybe they are not standing strong. So I need to send somebody over there to check these people out. Well, he found out when he got there. Now, Timothy has just returned bringing the good news that your faith and love are as strong as ever. He reports that you remember our visit with joy and that you want to see us just as much as we want to see you. So praise God, that's the way it should be. I mean, that's absolutely the way it should be. When I read that, I think about the first time we went to Norway this last year and how the first 3 days, man, I stirred up a hornet's nest in Norway. They ain't never heard the kind of teaching I teach. And I even had some of them tell the man who owned the station, this guy is the worst guy you've ever brought over here. I mean, he's terrible. I mean, he's telling us that sin does all these things to us. We've never heard anything like this. And it's amazing. And then after about day 3, God started showing up. When people started repenting, he started healing people. They started getting healed, calling in. People got healed right there in the studios, all kinds of things. People started calling their neighbors and repenting for sin, asking for forgiveness. After 2 weeks, the guy told me when he was taking us to the airplane, he said, okay, Thurman, when can y'all come back? I said, well, this is the end of the fall, so I said, I don't like cold weather, so how about next May or June? He said, how about October? I said, what? You want me to come back in a month? He said, yes. He said, what you've started, you got to finish. I said, oh, okay, so we will come back. And of course, so we went back and stayed another 2 weeks.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, God Exposes Our Secret Sins, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.